Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Divart Torah with Reb T, a mini lecture we try to do once a week, Bli Neder, if we can get to it. So we are up to Achrei Mos Kedoshim. This is the show where we try to talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with a few practical lessons to keep. So we're in Achrei Mos Kedoshim. We're looking at chapter 19, verse 17, so 1917, otherwise known as Yud Tet Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, "Lo sisna esachicha bilvavecha." You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Very interesting how Hashem commands us regarding emotions. Also in the Aseret Dibros, we shouldn't be jealous, we shouldn't covet, things like that. But Hashem, if He knows we could do it, He'll tell us to do it. He won't tell us to do things we can't do. So you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Hocheach tochicha tochiach es amisecha. You shall surely rebuke your fellow. But you shall not bear a sin on his account. So it's interesting. Don't hate the brother. Definitely rebuke your fellow. So they must be connected. And not bearing a sin on his account. What does that mean, not bearing a sin? So Rashi picks up in and says, in the course of your rebuking your fellow, do not embarrass him in public. As pointed out by Taurus Kohanim in 1943 in Erechon 16b. Interestingly, the Gemara explains, and the sages pick up on it, that it's better to throw oneself into a fiery flame, into a fiery furnace, than to embarrass someone in public. Do you know why that is? We have two examples we could think of that is prototypical of great people that shows why we should not do that. Tamar and Yehuda. You know the whole incident with Tamar and Yehuda, where she figured out a way to prove that it was Yehuda, but she was literally ready to be burned at the stake. Yehuda told, when he found out that she was with someone and she was expecting, she was literally waiting till the last minute. She said to he who these belong, the staff and the sheep and the ring or whatever, that is who it belongs. But she waited till the last minute. She couldn't find it till the last minute. And she was ready, if he didn't admit to it, she was ready to be burned at the stake. She was ready to be thrown into fire, because it's better to be thrown into fire than to publicly embarrass someone. And then another time, I think Mar Okfa and his wife were collecting charity and giving out charity to poor people. And one of the poor people was so curious who was giving out this charity. Who do I get all this money from? Where is this money coming every week? I have to know who it is. It's my burning desire to know who this is. So he opened the door, and then Mar Okfa and his wife figured out that the guy was about to figure out, so they started running, and the guy was chasing them. They were running, and they're chasing them. They didn't know where to go, and they said, you know what? We're going to jump into that house. I see that there's an oven. We're going to jump in that oven so he can't find us. And lo and behold, he didn't find them. Interestingly, one of them was fully saved, and one of them was saved except for the feet. The feet was singed. And I think it's Mar Okfa whose feet were singed, and his wife was fully saved. And the question is, why was Mar Okfa's feet singed, and why was his wife not? So some of the people answer that his wife was a little more involved, or a little more attuned to the needs of the poor, and attuned to Hachnasas Orachim and giving out chesed and doing chesed and giving out charity a little more than Mar Okfa. So she was on a tiny bit of a higher level, so her feet weren't singed at all, and his feet were singed, maybe because he didn't run as fast as she to do the mitzvahs or whatnot. But we have to be careful not to embarrass in public. If you want to give rebuke to someone, do it in private. Do it without anyone. There were different places I've worked throughout the years, and it's really not nice when the administration or whatnot, or if you're in an office and the bosses rebuke you in public. It's so embarrassing, and it's so detrimental to the person, to their esteem, and to their how they feel about themselves. It's not nice. If you need to talk to someone, you say it in a nice way, you say it in a cordial way, you do it in a private way. Don't say it in front of other people, and don't say it in demeaning, derogatory ways. You don't have to talk down to a person. You don't have to talk to a person like a child. You could do it respectfully, you could do it with compassion, and you could do it in a nice way. And if for some reason, in our crazy times or in general, you have to let someone go, you're a boss, you don't have enough money for different people, it should be done in a nice way. You don't fire them in public. You don't fire them in a mean way. You have to sit down and talk to them and say, we're so, so sorry. We don't have enough money anymore. Your division, your department, your job, we can't have you on anymore. Here's a severance package. This is what we could try to do to help you. Even if you have to make a gut-wrenching decision such as that, it should be done in a nice way, in a proper way, and in a way full of kindness, in a way full of compassion, and in a way full of empathy, a way full of understanding the person. And Chabad.org gives these great sources we try to find and use throughout our mini lectures here on the Audio DT. So look what they talk about when we're talking about rebuking your fellow, but do not incur sin on his account. So if this comes from the Mishnah Torah laws of character. This is the Rambam. So if a person is wronged by another, he should not hate him and remain silent, as it said regarding the wicked. And Avshalom did not speak to Amnon, neither good nor evil, for Avshalom hated Amnon. If you remember the story, David HaMelech had like 18 wives and a lot of kids. Not all of them were from the same mom and dad, like him, and not all of them were really full siblings. Amnon and Tamar were not full siblings, and Avshalom and Amnon were not full siblings either, but Amnon really wanted Tamar very badly, and he made a whole situation thanks to the terrible advice of his friend, and he ended up being with Tamar, and then he hated her even more than he wanted her in the first place. And Avshalom was really, really mad because Tamar was his sister. He wanted to get rid of Amnon. He wanted to kill him. But he didn't speak to him. He didn't talk to him. They just decided that he's going to do away with him. But rather, it's a mitzvah for a person to make it known to him and say to him, why did you do this and this to me? Why did you offend me in this way? Maybe if they had a conversation, maybe it would have been a less tragic result. The Pasuk says, rebuke your fellow. And if that person expresses regret and asks him for forgiveness, he should forgive him. One who sees, you shouldn't hold on to anger. You shouldn't hold on to something that schnook did to me 20 years ago, like we talked about last week. You have to let go. You have to just forgive. You cannot live in the past. You cannot hold on to the past. You have to live presently, especially in our crazy times. All you can do is live in the present. You can't think about, worry about the future. You can't regret about the past. You just got to think about the present. One who sees that his fellow has sinned or is following an improper path, it is a mitzvah to bring him back to the proper path and to inform him that he sins by his bad actions, as is written, rebuke your fellow. When one rebukes one's fellow, whether it's regarding matters between the two of them or regarding matters between that person and God, he should rebuke him in private. He should speak to him gently and softly and should tell him that he's doing this for his own good so that he may merit the world to come. If that person accepts the rebuke, good. If not, he should rebuke him a second time and a third time. He should continue to rebuke him to the point that the sinner strikes him and says to him, I refuse to listen. Whoever has the ability to rebuke and does not do so shares in the guilt for the sin, since he could have prevented it. One who is wronged by his fellow but does not desire to rebuke him or speak to him about it at all because the offender is a very coarse person or a disturbed person, but chooses instead to forgive him in his heart, bearing him no grudge, nor rebuking him, this is the manner of the pious. The Torah's objection to remaining silent is only when he harbors animosity. The idea being here that we need to be in charge, we need to be on top of helping out the people around us. You know, we talk about the phrase, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lazeh, that we are all responsible for one another. If we see something wrong, if we see something that's not correct, we see something that's the wrong way, the wrong path, we need to jump in it, we need to get involved, and we need to help out. Some of the points of the different lectures is not for me to give muster to anyone else, it's really me giving muster to myself, because when I speak it out loud, it's really me trying to help myself. But when we think about it, we're able to rebuke ourselves, we're able to know what we should work on. And if it happens to help other people, that's great, but we have to do it in a nice way. We have to do it in a proper way. We go through sources together. We go through the topics together. It can't be that you're doing this wrong. You're a terrible person. You're horrible. You're this and that. In yeshiva, when I was in yeshiva for the 2 years, the rabbi that gave the quote-unquote muster talks on Thursday night knew how to do that. He brought in the sources and you learn it together. You work through it together. You do it in a loving manner and in a comforting manner. Then it's much more easier to accept the rebuke, to accept the criticism. When you talk in a way that's constructive and in a way that comes from love, in a way that comes from trying to help the person, trying to make the person more positive, that will be accepted. That will be actually taken. But if you yell at a person or you talk down to a person, you degrade to a person, and if you, God forbid, use name-calling or terrible words or lashon hara and the like, that will never be accepted. No one ever calmed down by using the words calm down, even though I use it 100 times a day with my little kids. That's because when you're told to do something in a direct manner, not in the loving manner, not in the proper manner, it's not going to work. You could talk till you're blue in the face. It's not going to work. It's going to go in one ear, out the other. If you need to rebuke someone, you want to rebuke someone, you want to help someone get better, you have to do it in the loving way, in a proper way, in a respectful way, working things through with the person. If you want to talk about a topic, like we try to talk about a topic on the bi-weekly lecture series, we go through the sources together, and then we find points about it, and then we walk through it, we talk through it, we read through it together, and that's how we could learn anything which, quote-unquote, might be muster or not. Really, it's for myself, again, to all these different topics, and if we happen to be able to help people, that's good. But again, it has to be done in the right manner, in the right way. I can't tell you how many experiences myself have had throughout the years in working environments and the like. If I'm talked to in a certain way, I get very defensive, I get very upset, and I get very offended. If the person would just talk to me in a private manner, not in front of anybody else, it's so disrespectful to do that. If you talk to me in a private manner, in a private way, in a proper way, in a helpful way, that's great. I could have supervisors clinical, I could have supervisors in the field, I could have supervisors in the office, I could have supervisors in the school. How they approach it really can matter. You could have wonderful people who help you throughout your coursework, help you throughout your fieldwork, but the way they approach you, the way they talk to you, if you have to correct them, that's the way. And when you become a supervisor, you become a boss, remember how you were treated by other people. The way that you want to be treated is the way you should treat others. That's the golden rule. That's the v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha rule that Hillel, Shammai, we hear about from the Gemara. That's what the whole Torah is based upon. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Treat others as you would want to be treated. You can't stand when people denigrate you, when people put you down, people give you rebuke and muster in a harsh way. People talk down to you. They tell you your criticism. They criticize you and they tell you your faults. So don't do that to others, and don't let it be acceptable when you're working in a place around others. It has to be in a loving manner. It has to be in a nice manner, in a proper manner. We have to talk with compassion. If you have any faults or criticisms, talk it out. Say it in such a manner you can't understand the difference between how one person could talk to me in the nice way, how another person cannot, and how it literally can rip down self-esteem, and it can rip down how we feel about ourselves. And if we do such a thing, we follow what the Rambam says, we follow what Rashi says, we don't do things to embarrass people in public, but we talk about it in private, in a nice manner, in a compassionate manner, a wonderful, heartfelt manner, with the true idea of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, then all of us can hopefully be involved in making the world a better place, a more compassionate place, a more loving place. And then maybe we'll be able to bring the Mashiach speedily in our days. Again, one of the mikdashes we talked about last week was destroyed because of sin. So the solution is ahavat chinam. Harsh words with talking lashon hara, the solution is lashon tov. So if you're rebuking, hocheach tochiach, harsh words is not the answer. The answer is loving words, kind words, not doing it in public, but doing it in private. Join us next time as we talk the parsha with some practical lessons to keep in these mini lectures here on the Audio DT with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.